are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to Coffee with Kim. I invite you to journey with me to a new day. I believe God has led you to this moment and this place because He is about to bring purpose and potential to your story. So join thousands of women and men from around the globe who have discovered how powerful their stories become once Christ touches them with His purpose. Don't you long to make this same discovery? Then grab your coffee, scoot in, and join me as we let God's Word reveal how every part of your past has been preparing you for this very moment. Pandemic. Did you hear about it? Did you listen? It was the collective voices of Up to Me Radio that came together in one voice to instill hope, because we know the coronavirus pandemic touched every human in the world. It brought all external, except what was in our homes, all the externals to a sudden stop. You know, you felt it, didn't you? But did you watch the hopeful, did you listen to the hopeful series of pandemic? You know, the coronavirus, it was caused such a destructive impact. It has resulted in millions afflicted with the virus and many still fighting for their lives. Maybe you have a family member and you're suffering through that right now with someone. We saw on the radio the mass deaths, the mass unemployment, the business shutdowns, the racial unrest, and the major economic downward spiral. Fear and uncertainty are among the masses. We feel it. We see it. We hear about it. Faith is being tested, and many are seeking understanding for the worldly unknowns just for basic survival. We are in an earthly uncharted waters, but for believers, we must keep hope alive. Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Coffee. Oh, it's been a few weeks since we've been live. What a thrill to be back. So I pray that you will. I invite you just to get your coffee and pull up to your table and spend the next hour with me. I'm Kim Crable, and I'm delighted to be hosting this next hour with you. And let me just tell you, this is a special day, because in the midst of everything that's been going on that I've been telling you about that could really bring you down and make you worry and sad, and of course we're all having to think about that, today is going to be your day of hope. If you didn't see pandemic, by the time we get through talking, you're going to want to go back and listen to that three-week series, because I'm going to introduce to you, and you're going to get some behind-the-scenes talk, kind of behind-the-mic talk, some highlights. And we are so blessed that we have with us today to share in all this the co-host that I was so honored to serve with. I'm just telling you, I literally couldn't even believe that I was chosen, I was asked, I'm still pinching myself, that I was allowed to share the mic, to share this opportunity with the one and only Maura Gale. If you don't know Maura, you probably do. You just don't know because you've seen her on so many TV shows and you just are so captivated by what she's doing that you haven't even thought to look up her name, but you're going to know about her today. She's an actress. She's an author. She's so much more. And I had the great, great thrill to be able to share the mic with her, as she has her own show, OMGO, the Maura Gale Show. Today you're going to just hear from the woman, and the woman who, just like you, has been caught in this pandemic and trying to keep hope alive. So I can't wait. Maura Gale is in the house. Come on in, friend, and join me.
Good morning. Good marvelous morning to all. Thank you so much, Kim. I absolutely love and adore you, and there is nothing you can do about it. So grateful to be in a position to meet your friends. And of course, I too was honored to co-facilitate and co-host the pandemic podcast with you. What a treat. And Daddy showed up and showed out, didn't he? Didn't he? I mean, all 3 nights. But before we get into that, I know you're going to feel uncomfortable with this, but listen, I want you to share with our audience, our new friends, your new friends, some of the things that you've done. Oh, my gosh, you've been on Dynasty. Aww. You've been in these movies. Share with us.
Oh, what a blessing. I sure will. You know, this is always the most challenging part of the job is to share that information, but I understand it's a way to connect with our listeners.
Yeah.
So I have been acting for over 20-something years, and I've been in one of the breakout films that I did was Their Eyes Were Watching God, produced by Oprah Winfrey and Harpo Productions. It was on ABC, and, of course, that starred Halle Berry and Terrence Howard. And then I went on to do – I've done everything from Ally McBeal and NYPD Blue back in the day. That's dating me. And more recently, I've had a recurring role in Saints and Sinners, which is on Bounce TV, as well as Dynasty, which is on the CW. I also am in a TV show called Bigger on BET+, and I did an episode of Apple TV's Amazing Stories, produced by Steven Spielberg, and I've got an upcoming film that I play the wife of the one and only A-lister, Lawrence Fishburne. So I'm super excited about that. And so that's the acting part of me. And then, you know, as an evangelist, of course, I just share the word wherever daddy allows my feet to tread. So it's been exciting, Tim. Very exciting.
It is. And, you know, I can't even imagine the line in which you must walk, because you have the Hollywood, the glamour on this one side, and then you have faith in God and your deep commitment to the Lord on the other. So what a blessing you are on all sides that you can bring those two worlds together. So, Mara, tell us briefly about your relationship with the Lord.
Oh, sure. That would be a pleasure. You know,
yeah, that's easy, right?
That question's an easy one. You know, it's interesting.
Yeah.
I share with people how when I was involved in ministry very early, got baptized young and then went away to college and kind of strayed and came back to the Lord back in 89. And then kind of put my feet in some cement so that I could be more solid in them. But even when my feet were solid in them, I still had some of the worldly thinking. And the Lord arrested my heart and got in it to a place that it was broken in order for him to get down deep. And that happened in 1992. And that was when I let him in every room of my house. You know, you sometimes let company into the foyer of your house because they're not friendly enough to go into some of the other rooms. And so the Lord had been in the foyer of my life, and the Lord had been in my bedroom, but I hadn't really let him in the basement. Those things that I thought only I knew, that I knew he was aware of, but in my mind I had rationalized it, if I just keep it there. So the Lord was allowed full access to every room of me, from the basement where the junk and the mercury myrrh was and the sin to of course the checkbook bedroom, the penthouse, of course, those dreams and those hopes. And when I allowed him a full access of the house of me, that's when he arrested me and showed me, once I fill every room, Mara, your home and your heart will be complete with me. And you'll be so consumed with me that everything that I add to each of those rooms of you, they'll be more fulfilling and more satisfying than they ever were when you thought you were managing them, housing them, or hiding them in some cases. And so, Tim, he has become my all in all. And as a result of that, I've had rich relationships with others. I've learned how to tame my tongue, because that little small muscle was one of the most wicked and wildly untamed parts of me. And that was the thing that he really fixed me on, because I grew up in a household with some dysfunction, and my mother used to curse a lot. And so I was a curser. It was just the way that I talked, and I thought it was natural because it was what I experienced. And the Lord tamed my tongue, and now this weapon is used for the kingdom. As quick as I would cut somebody, I can now compliment somebody. And so it's been a beautiful relationship that's developed wonderfully over these last, quite a while now. But it's just, and I love to tell people about it. And even on set, I'm in a position now I can pray for people and there's no competition. You know what I mean? Like if I'm up for the same job for them, I can see that they're nervous and I'll pray for them. And they're looking at me like, why would you do this? And I'm like, because my job is of an evangelist and being an ambassador for Christ is way more important than any job I'll secure in Hollywood.
And see, right,
so
there,
I'm not in bondage to it.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the greatest signs of one who's truly given their heart and their life to the Lord is that we go beyond the competing with one another, and we truly do want to complete one another. And when you have people like that in your life, because we know that what God has called us to, no one is going to be able to fulfill that, so we can find comfort in that. Well, Mara Gale, I just absolutely adore you, and I will tell you what, if I were not a believer in Christ, with just what you've said right now, you would have made me thirsty enough. I would be calling you saying, I want to meet this man. So, listeners, if you're out there and you have already just said, wow, I don't know that I have that joy or that peace, or I feel competitive, you call us because, boy, do we have someone we would like for you to meet, and his name is Jesus. And even in the midst of this pandemic, he still rules. He's not lost in the confusion, and he hasn't given up his authority. He is instilling great control, and that is the number one truth to believe. And so, in that, I'll just transition with that, Mara. Let's just talk to our listeners a little bit about this series. Can you believe our executive director with Up to Me Radio, Melinda Davis, who is a great friend to both of us? God to that woman, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
That woman.
Oh my goodness!
And how blessed we are that she actually just, you know, gave this baby kind of over to us and said, "Here, we want you to moderate this." And wow, we took it and it gave us an opportunity to work together, which we had always wanted. But I believe we were able to be able to allow God to work through us to really share hope in the midst of this hopeless crisis that has hit.
Yeah.
So what, looking back on it, Mara, what is one thing that you just are so delighted that this pandemic series brought to the audience?
Oh, my goodness. There's so much. Okay, so if I were to pick one. Okay, let me start with this because I could pick one thing from the actual series, but let me just go back to the visionary for just a second.
Because
God can speak a vision, but if you don't have two big ears and some obedience, that vision will never come to pass. So he spoke that vision, and she used her two ears to not only hear it and take it in, but to do what Habakkuk 2:2 says, which is write the vision plain upon the table so that he that read it will run with it. And she shared it with you and I before she introduced it to everyone else. So that's one of the important things I think our listeners would really benefit from, because sometimes you hear something and you're not sure God is speaking to you and you're supposed to do, you know, what he's telling you to do with it, but it's good to write it all out. That's what you're supposed to do. Flush it out as far as you can and as deep as you can, and then share it with someone who you have confidence in and see if it makes sense to them. And even if it doesn't, it doesn't mean that God's not speaking to you, but it's sometimes good because they can help you maybe fill in some of the places. And so I believe that was one of the biggest parts about doing the pandemic was that he spoke a vision, she wrote the vision, she shared the vision, and then you and I, like two quarterbacks on a football team, on the same team, though, with quarterbacks, we both caught the ball, and we just started running towards the end zone. And so that was phenomenal. We did.
Yes.
We were like, okay, let's go.
And didn't you feel so good? I mean, didn't you feel, like, so special that she allowed us to do this? It was like, I can remember just being in tears because I knew this was going to be so important. And so, and I know she's listening. So I would like to just thank her all over again for this.
Yes, me too.
Okay, yeah. Okay. That's
so
and now,
that was
and
huge.
What,
and I felt extra special. But it felt extra special because, Kim, I've listened to you and watched you, and you've been just phenomenal, just stellar. And to be able to do what you and I kept saying we wanted to do, work together, like you said, was just another one of those on your dream list, on your goal list, on your vision board. It was like, okay, get to tick that off, and I thank you, Lord.
Can I just interrupt you right there, though? Can I just tell you, you can't just check that off because I'm with
you.
You can't get rid of me.
Because once you check it off, you realize, oh, no, that stays up there because I need that before me to do more and to do even better. So it remains on the list. It's like inked and etched in at this point. Thank you very much.
So we came on to moderate this. So what our goal was really just to bring it. We had every one of the Up to Me Radio hosts involved. Could you believe that?
Phenomenal. All of us under one roof. We're now all sharing the microphone over the course of 3 days. And this pandemic series is just phenomenal. I mean, it deals with so much from the unrest because, of course, we all feel so burdened and so taxed by everything that's going on, and we take that and we dissect it and unpack it. We look at all the stuff inside of the unrest and what that made people feel and what people found in the midst of this lost time. And then we deal with the grief of it, and we unpack the grief, and we actually give antidotes, healthy things to help people grow.
Yes.
I love with sister, it was I believe it was Jennifer Giles, I believe, that really talked about the loss and what loss means.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people that have lost jobs, that have lost hope, that have lost loved ones, lost relationships, lost their identity in other people. And we unpack that for you so that you can ID yourself and know that that identification, of course, comes from the ultimate manufacturer of us, God. It's beautiful. And then, of course, we end the series talking about hope. And who doesn't like a hopeful
the
story
promise.
Because we know hope doesn't disappear. Yes, the promise.
Yes, and all those beautiful promises. Well, listen, speaking of that, and I want to tell our listeners, the part one, we have Dr. Scott on, and he just explains this so much, and he answers so many questions about this virus, and I mean, he just goes into detail, and I questioned him. Remember, I questioned him about his faith. And oh, by the way, should we tell our audience that the enemy got involved and corrupted that whole first series,
and we had
to come back and do the first series? That's it.
Yes, that's it. You know, you all get to see a finished project, right? But what people don't understand, and Kim and I, of course, we know this, and Melinda, and I'm sure Kia, we there are things that have control, and so we had recorded an entire first episode of the pandemic. Dr. Scott is a very busy doctor. We did the entire thing, and we thought it was great, and then we realized there was a cryptid file, and we couldn't access the file. Which meant we had to do what? Reschedule with the doctor during the busiest season and then put us all together. Oh, my goodness. That's
so
the BTS. That's the behind the scenes.
So, listeners, when you hear it, I want you to know that part one was done, corrupted, when our executive director, how she must have just cried tears when it was gone. You know, there was nothing. It was beyond her control. Pull us all back together, and we actually ended up doing one last, which was aired first, but it turned out to be great because we were able to encapsulate everything that had happened. So it was really kind of a mind thing. So audience, I promised you I'd take you behind the mic a little bit. So that happened. And I will tell you one of the things that happened, and then I want to bring on Kathy Hood. She's on. But I have to tell the audience, if you in the middle of part two hear this big thud, and I know that our executive director tried to, but I dropped my phone right in the middle of talking. It's like, bam. And I'm like, oh, no. And I look, and, you know, we're all on Zoom so we can see each other, and I see everybody panic, like, who did that? And I'm thinking, oh, it's me. So you'll hear these things that happen, and it's funny, isn't it? It's like, I know our executive director
is
like, why did I choose that person? But then,
not at all.
She
never thought that. It never crossed her mind, Kim. Not the thought.
In the midst of all that, though, what was so amazing was how it was so anointed, and how when God, how He just
that you could feel. I mean, so many times all of us would be just almost like rubbing our arms.
Goosebumps.
God yes. bumps. Yes, goosebumps.
Yes.
What he was mm-hmm. doing. So, Mara, speaking of the
yes.
second part, when we got to the part we did, the like you said, thank you for going to that, the unrest, the grief, and
mm-hmm.
then the promise. During the grief, one of our
yeah.
guests, our panelists
yes.
who came on was none other than Kathy Hood.
Kathy
Hood. And, you know, I had never met her. Well, I'd seen her from a distance at a conference that we both spoke at. So I'd seen
yes.
her from a distance, but I'd never really, and I knew she was a powerhouse, never really
yes.
was able to hear her. Wow, when the mic came on with Kathy Hood, and guess what, Mara? Kathy Hood
what?
Is with us today.
What?
So
Kathy Hood is in the house?
Yes, she is. And what her words were tonight, audience, we had each of our hosts
yes.
pick a word that would best encapsulate their message, what God had given them to share during this pandemic series. And Kathy's word was discovery. Discovery.
Yeah.
She said, I know I'm walking in God's will, and I want everyone else to discover that. And she has a great way to help each of us discover ourselves and God's will. So let's bring on Kathy. Kathy Hood. Are you there, Kathy?
I'm here. You guys are so amazing.
I love it. You ladies are so amazing. Thank you. Good morning. How you ladies doing?
Good morning, fantastic.
That Kathy Hood is in the house with Mara Gale. I'm just like,
Kim, Kathy Hood. What? Hey, baby. How are you?
I am awesome. Thank you.
Awesome.
And,
how are you? Great.
Your word was discovery. And boy, mm-hmm. did you, we were all leaning in because no matter what you know about yourself, there's always so much more that God's put inside us. So
mm-hmm.
tell our audience, your new friends, and by the way, people, she also has a radio show. You have to go listen to it. It's, of course, it's called The Kathy Hood Show.
Kathy Hood Show.
And I know you go into this at a deeper level on your shows, but tell our audience what you brought that had all of us leaning in to discover.
Well, guys, oh my God, this is amazing. This is beautiful, happy. What is today? Look, I'm like, what is
Monday.
Today? Happy Monday.
It's tomorrow,
Monday,
so it's
like,
Monday.
Yes. Yes. So just about discovery and helping people to discover their gifts, I tell you what, when it has to be over about 20 years now that I discovered mine. And mm-hmm. it is just an amazing thing to ever do in life. It is, to me, one of the most important. It's in the top three, I tell you that. One of the most important things that you ought to do in life besides receiving Jesus Christ. And that is to discover your gifts. And so once you find out your gifts and how God made you, you know, it's part of your DNA. It's not an afterthought. You know, if he decided what color, our skin, hair, eyes, we're going to be,
yeah.
why didn't he decide what our assignment and what, you know, we're going
yes.
to be here on this earth, what our purpose is. Why wouldn't he design that in the midst of, you know, conception? So really, really changes your life tremendously. It enhances every relationship that you have and that you will ever have. So, you know, even your relationship with God, you know, first and foremost, your relationship with yourself. Because you learn to embrace who you are. You know, you embrace it, and we don't walk around here anymore just, you know, being intimidated or afraid to be who God has called us to be, even though we know it, you know, and that's our strength. And, you guys, you know, we talked about that being our superpowers. And just knowing that that's who God called us to be. But, and also it just helps you in understanding the people that you relate with every single day of your life.
Absolutely. And, you know, Kathy, I remember this is something that everybody leaned into when you were talking about this, because I know from my ministry, I know that if you don't know, and you all know this, if you don't know what you're supposed to be doing, then you're trying to do everything everyone expects you to do, right? So
That's
we are
right.
worn
right.
out, frazzled, feeling abused and abandoned because we just can't
do it.
And we're not walking in our gifts that you have so you so adequately explained on this series. So people, again, back to pandemic. This is part two where Kathy comes on and explains this. Kathy, what was one of your what's a memory from the pandemic that you'll carry with you?
Wow, you know, the whole thing
was just
phenomenal. Yeah, the whole series was just phenomenal. And the one thing I kept saying is, Lord, you know, I'm so thankful to be a part of such an awesome vision. Of course, I heard, you know, that Melinda, that God gave Melinda, and you ladies, I mean, you all rocked it. You know, you helped us through and guided this whole series, which was great. And what I walked away with is saying, wow, you know, whereas we were able to bring hope to people who were constantly looking at fear, you know, and so, you know, we were talking about helping others to evolve, but all of us to be able to get on and give what God has, you know, has packed on the inside of us to share with the world. Was just to be able to help them to evolve out of and utilize this space, you know, of where we are right now in this pandemic to come out great on the other side.
And you know something, Kim, I want to jump in real quick, and I know we're probably going to take a break in a moment, but she was talking about that, it reminded me of Gail Metzbauer when she talked about Dawn with the rocks, right? How Beth, Gail was saying that she was in a very, you know, dark place. Her father had passed away, and she ended up walking in her community, and she didn't know anybody, and there were these gifts from God, basically. Now, God used a woman named Dawn. She calls her Dawn the Rock Lady, but this lady named Dawn started writing encouraging things. It was simple things at first, like hope and joy, which is huge, but simple words. But then it became, hey, you want to know how this story ends? It gets better. Or, you know, it was just, it became profound. They were simplistically profound statements on these rocks. And I promise you, I have shared that story at least 7 times since we aired the show, the 3-day series, because I believe people need to know it's in the simple things that we, A, get to encourage people, and B, if we would just take notice of what God's beauty is all around us. It can be in a bird or a butterfly landing on a banister, or it could be in rocks that are just placed strategically around your community, or it could be in the smile of an innocent child who doesn't know all of the harms that are to come years from now, whatever it is. But if we would just take stock, pause, and notice, God is always showing us his beauty. And so when I walked away, because I didn't answer that original question when you asked it, because I was so excited about Melinda's vision, which I think people needed to know, but that would be my really rich takeaway from this, from that particular day. And there were things from every day, and there were too many to really choose from. But just to give our listeners a nugget, I'd say that one, you're going to really be blessed, and you'll know that nothing's wasted. That was a couple that had some rocks left from a demolition and some paint left from a paint job, and they took the paint and they took the rocks, and they ended up blessing a community. How good is our God?
And giving hope. And, you know, and it goes back to, you know, what Kathy's saying. If you know your giftedness, if you're not just trying to just change the world to be changing the world, if you're trying to let God come in and do something in your life, and you know your giftedness, then Kathy, then we don't have to look for something huge. We look around us and pick up what it is and serve the way that we know that God has made us to serve. Well, listen, guys, we have to run to a commercial break. We're going to be back in 30 seconds, and we're going to pick up on this. And then caller, let me just tell you, if you would like to call in, if you have a question, please call in 347-324-5246, 347-324-5246. If you have a question, we do have a full show, but we're going to take time for a couple of questions, especially if you have a question about yourself and you are trying to find hope in the midst of what seems like a hopeless situation. I'll tell you what, you got some godly ladies on here that can give some real straight-up advice to you, so call in if you'd like. We'll be back, friends, in 30 seconds.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Well, hello and welcome back to Coffee. My name is Kim Crable. I'm your host, and we're delighted to be taking this hour today, bringing back some of the panel, some of the guests that were on our three-part Up to Me Radio pandemic series, Are God Has Prepared Us, Are You Listening? It was a roundtable discussion that was filled with so much wisdom, and the goal was truly to bring back hope, to keep hope alive, to really look at the world through realistic eyes, but to see it through the lens of what God is up to and how we can be a part of that. Before we get to, back to our panel, I'd like to just invite you, if you'd like to know more about what I do and the ministry that we're doing, I'd like to invite you to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/rosesandrainbows or visit our website, kimcrable.org. We do a live devotional every morning, Coffee with Kim, at 9 o'clock a.m. Would love to have you be a part of that. Also, would like to remind you that the 2021 Burdens of Blessings Tour hopefully will pick up again. We'd love to bring this transformational message to your city. If you'd like to know more about that, you can contact Karen at kimcrable.org. All right, friends, well, let's just move on. Time is speeding by, as I knew it would, but let's get back to my co-host for today, who was the co-host during the pandemic, the one and only Mara Gale, who you see and you can feel her love for the Lord through the radio. I know you can. And to top that off, we have Kathy Hood of the Kathy Hood mm-hmm. Show, who is phenomenal mm-hmm. about helping bring you to discover where how God made you and to be able to work in that. So, ladies, what have I left out? What would you like to tell the audience? Let's give them a behind-the-scenes moment. What would you all like to share with our audience about this, our time, our three-night event? Go ahead, Kathy.
I can Kathy, go ahead. No, Kathy,
no,
go ahead. I've got one little tidbit that I'll share at the end because
Mark,
of Beth. I want to talk about Beth.
Mara,
yeah, no, go ahead, Mara.
Kathy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, okay, sure. No problem. All right. You see how generous they are? They were just like, go, go, go. Okay, so we had Dr. Scott and Beth Sims co-host a show called A Healthier View. And on our first day out of the bat, Beth unfortunately couldn't be a part of it. Her cell phone was dying, and the signal, the Wi-Fi signal, was not very well in her home. So she ended up being able to get patched in on her cell phone instead of doing video, because we're going to later put some video footage together for B-roll. Anyway, make a long story short, the fact that she wasn't with Scott actually enhanced the show, because we had the medical doctor on one show, and then we had the woman, Beth Sims, with more of a holistic approach on another show, which afforded us an opportunity to break both of those ingredients up. So what the enemy meant for bad, Daddy God turned around for good. And so that's one of those BTSs that I love, one of the behind the scenes, just like our first episode when we told you guys that it didn't get it got encrypted. It was like the first one we thought was really good, but when the Holy Spirit came in after we had already talked and massaged it, it was even gooder. I know that's bad English, but it's good theology. It was gooder.
Can you spell that?
No, that sounds like one of my words. And I always say it is gooder and gooder.
No, I go gooder. I use horrible English, gooder. Gooder.
Gooder.
Yes. I love words. Kathy, Kim and I share a love for words. That's how OMG got birthed.
Omara
Gale. It was like OMG, Omara Gale. Yes, and Mara Vision and Mara Isms. I love words.
Yes.
That's awesome. That is so awesome.
And one of the things that I want the listeners to know is, you know, we really wanted, we had so much fun, but it was But boy, the depth of the seriousness that we went into with the racial tension and the hurts and the way we're disrespecting one another and, you know, the monuments, so much. We really went into that. And we talked about the unrest that's in our hearts that causes this type of behavior and maybe just the misunderstandings. And, you know, before, as we were preparing for the show, I don't think this was on air, but so this is kind of behind the scenes, listeners, of just a simple analogy that we use when we were talking about going in. Because, listener, friend, that we wanted you to know that we were trying to be authentic and not to skirt the tough situations. And I shared with the group when we were praying beforehand about, I talked about being with my granddaughter down in Georgia. And she had fallen, and her knee was just so scraped up. And, you know, her mom is a nurse, and her mom was, you know, took her to the side, and, you know, she had to clean that out. And little Cohen was crying, and her mom was having to take the, you know, get the little pebbles out, little gravel, and it was causing so much pain, and you could just see. And, you know, if I didn't know better, you know, I would say, oh, just put a Band-Aid on that. It'll be okay. Let's not cause her this much pain. She's already hurt. But we know that if we don't clean out the sore, if we don't get out the pebbles, then what happens? It festers. It gets worse.
Mm-hmm.
Infection grows, and it just gets uglier and uglier, and it causes all kinds of pain. And we were talking about that's what we wanted the pandemic to be. We wanted it to be where we have this open wound in society. We have the health issues. We have the racial issues. We have the hurt. We have the hopelessness. And rather than skirt around that, we wanted to very gently, because that's what her mom did. She very gently went in and began to remove the pebbles. And listeners, that's what we want a pandemic to be.
Yeah.
We wanted to go in and gently face the truth and gently start to cleanse out. Right, Kathy and Mara? And that's really what we tried to do.
We were very careful.
Just listening to the both of you and just talking about it, because I know you guys saw way more than I did, the behind-the-scenes bloopers and different things like that. But I love the authenticity of it all. You know, everybody being able to share straight from the heart and for what we know. And when I'm listening to your story about the scrape and the pebbles and, the pain. So, you know, and how I can, what that made me think of as far as the gifts are concerned, when we constantly and when we continuously operate outside of our gifts, that is exactly what is happening to our lives, you know. So because it just, we grow into so much anger, you know, and, you know, bitterness and, you know, unforgiveness and, you know, all those things fester. They continue to grow. And unless we get to that place where God can, we can really get to that place where God can open up our hearts and we can receive him and to begin to understand just who we are, that's when things will begin to change. I'm telling you, because what I look at, and, you know, and then what that equates to me is, well, is sin, you know, and then, you know, a lot of it. It turns into causing us to just operate in a life of sin. And then what else should we expect our lives to be, you know, if we just keep operating in ignorance that way? You know, so that's why discovery of your gifts is so vitally important. I can't even stress that enough.
When you talked about, when you mentioned about discovery of your gifts in this pandemic series, which is such a blessing, Belinda, by the way, ended up discovering in her season of rest that she was to open up like a Bible study. And she started this online Facebook thing because she discovered this gift that God had in her to encourage people. And then beyond this 30 days, it ended up being a once a week or once a month meeting, I think, that they do now.
Mm-hmm.
So that is key, because instead of allowing the bitterness to fester during this pandemic, people discover things they didn't know were in them, and they didn't realize that God wanted to bring out of them. And so people are going to get to be encouraged in, through the pandemic series by finding out, oh, my gosh, what did I learn about myself during this pandemic? Oh, what did I try to bring to the this downtime that I shouldn't have? Or what should I have picked up? What should I have discovered? How do I reimagine where I'm going to go in the next 3 years or 3 months now that things may be a little different? We unpack that for you, friends. We reveal that.
Yes.
We pull back a curtain and we show you 10 yes. different people's lives and what we discovered and what we found tripped us up or were hiccups in the road that we end up, God ended up showing us, no. I needed you to take a detour because I wanted to get you here. And if you were just on this trajectory of going, doing, you would have missed me over here. But you all really are going to get an opportunity to see not just, you know, the frustration and the unrest of it, but the grief and what the grief, how it impacts you, but it helps you discover new things. And then the promise. We start talking
right.
about the promise. And we've got something we want you to do, and Kim's going to probably talk about that. There's a charge for you. You play a part in this, right, Kim?
That's absolutely
the audience,
right.
They play a part.
Absolutely. And audiences, hang on, because we're gonna show you how we're going to invite you to be a part of this with us. You know, before I get there, I want to mention one more thing. And you can hear from the two ladies that are on with us today. You can hear the passion. And I love everything that they said. And I love one thing that keeps rising to the top is that one word, hope. And that's exactly what our executive director had in mind. She wanted us to keep hope alive. She wanted us to feel that hope. And she wanted us to advance that hope and healing. She wanted to make that real for us. And, Maura, what was it that hope stood for? I don't have it written right here. Do you have that written down?
Uh-huh. I've memorized it. Help
yes.
our people evolve. Our
yes.
people, that's all of us. Yes.
All of us. Help our
yes.
exactly what the goal was. Help our people evolve. And during this process, just like what Kathy was talking about, is that God doesn't want us to see this as a spiral backwards or downwards. God is still on the throne. He's still working. And
yes.
this is our time, believers.
Mm.
This is our time.
Mm.
The darker it gets, the lighter, the more light we can shine. And so this is the time for believers to take our stand and to go back in and go, wait a minute, do I know? Have I discovered my gift? Do I understand that I matter? And really start to do what Belinda Baker said, and I love what she said when she was talking about be still. She said that God had called her during the first part of this just to be still. Why? To give God room to reveal to her what
yes.
he wanted her to do. So
mm-hmm.
in the unrest, find your rest in him. Now, people, I just want you to understand, if you're listening today, none of this is going to make sense if you haven't invited him into your heart and into your life. So I just want to go back to that foundational truth, is that John 3:16, for God so loved the world, that's you. Put your name in there. For God so loved Mara, for God so loved Kathy, for God so loved you, that he gave his only son, that he would give him, his only begotten son, that you could have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave so that we could gain. He gave so that we could gain eternal life. And let me just tell you, that eternal life starts today. In the midst
yes.
of everything that's going on, you have this flow of indescribable joy and purpose. And now, as he has given that to us, we can hone in and we can guard that and protect that and learn more about it by learning our gifts, by finding our rest, by reimagining what God wants to do in our lives, by understanding what's going on around us, by being still and allowing God to go into our wounds and clean those up so that we can become a voice of his hope. So there's so many. So if you didn't get a chance, please go back and listen to the series. And then there's a call to action. We want you to join our team.
Yes.
We're all on the same team. And to explain that team, we have
the most incredible lady who has come on to our team to be our social media manager and to really help us to move forward. As we came together with many voices on Up to Me Radio, each of the people who are on the radio have their own radio show, but we all came together collectively to be one voice and one hope for the one God. Now we're inviting you to come in and be in that choir of that one voice to help us be look like the change that God wants this world to be. And to explain the way that you can be involved, we are going to invite onto our show Kia Knight. Kia is a social manager and founder of My Savvy Solutions, a digital media agency, and this girl is amazing. Her spirit, her work, her wisdom, her heart, and her passion. So, Kia, it is with pleasure that we all invite you on to share with us how we can bring all of our viewers involved so that we can all share one voice. Welcome, Kia.
Thank you.
Welcome,
good
Kia.
Morning, lady. Oh, what an inspiration. I'm just listening, and I'm just getting filled with just inspiring. I can see, like, visions and graphics and all kinds of things. Definitely a pleasure to be on the line with all of you. And, yes, we are running an amazing campaign. It is the Hope Campaign, the Up to Me Hope Campaign. And like you guys were talking about, you know, the pandemic is definitely – it's a hard time for everybody. And what we're trying to do is we are trying to bring hope to – hope, faith, you know, and just an overall peace and understanding. Mm-hmm. And like you guys were saying, as far as, you know, our tagline is God is speaking. Are you listening? And what we want people to do, number one, is follow us at Up to Me Radio if you're not. So you can follow us at Up to Me Radio. And then after that, feel free to comment in the comment section on how and what hope means to you. How do you bring hope to somebody else every day? Whether, you know, like Mara was saying, if it's looking at a child, an innocent child smile, that is hope. Is it buying somebody a cup of coffee, paying it forward? Is it calling somebody, your grandmother, just checking in on her? Is it setting up a monthly family Zoom call, you know, and just checking in on everybody, making sure everybody's okay? This is a time of grief and loneliness. And what our campaign is trying to do is encourage and engage. So we want you to comment. We want you to engage. But most of all, we want you to send in a picture. It could be on a cardboard. It could be on a poster board with what hope means to you. A smile, a hug, you know, a good laugh with a friend. Make sure you're tagging. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're adding your hashtags to be better, do better. This is definitely this is a time for action. And it's almost like a subtle type action, because when God is speaking, we can't be, like you guys were saying, we can't be so busy that we miss it. You know, prayer is asking and having faith and believing. Meditation is when God speaks to us. So we have to be still. We have to listen. We have to engage. And that is the foundation of this campaign, is to engage, encourage, inspire, and empower those who need hope, those who already have hope, those who have, you know, a kind word. It is bigger than me. It is such a pleasure and honor. Melinda's vision is, when she asked me to come on as the campaign coordinator, I mean, I just felt the Holy Spirit. I was just like, this is a God thing. This is a chance to be of service to people who, you know, need that inspiration during this time. Like, for, you know, alcoholism is up at an all-time high right now. Grief is up at an all-time high right now. Loneliness. And, you know, we definitely need to just, you know, we can't forget about certain groups of people. Everybody is welcome on everybody. And I just want people, I'm very passionate about it, and I'm very enthusiastic about it. And yes, there are these are some dark times, but there is light. There is hope.
Yeah.
There is so much, just a glimpse of it. And I just, you know, I just really want people to understand and connect. This is also a time for connection and be humble in a different way. Be humble in a way where you can say, you know what, it's okay. I don't feel good right now. I do need hope. I need a little bit of hope. I don't have it all together. I don't, you know, I am lonely. I am doing a little bit of this and doing a little bit of that. You know, we want this platform to be someplace where people, a place where people can engage and share their stories, whether somebody shared hope with you or you share hope with somebody else. We want you to send in your pictures. You don't have to get all dolled up. You don't have to do, it could be so candid where you're sending in a picture and you're just, you know, of what hope means to you. How are you going to hope today? What are some ways you're going to hope?
Hey, Kia.
Yes.
Let me ask a question. Can it be words written? So let's say I write on a piece of cardboard or write on a piece of, you know, notebook paper or typing paper, and I say, you know, reached out for help because I felt lonely. Friends started bombarding me with calls, do better, get be better, or started working out, needed to lose some weight or be healthier, healthier, do better, be better, or be better, do better. And or another one like I started sewing masks because I'm a sewer and donated them to the hospital. So it can be anything like that. I could write it or I could take a picture of myself. Any combination of that?
It could be any combination of that. And we want you to post it. We want you to tag us on Up to Me Radio so that we can have so that we can show that on our page. And that is exactly what this campaign is about. Like what Karen was saying, using your gifts to sew masks. And now you're not only using your gifts, but now you're being of service. You're shedding hope for somebody else by donating. But that is exactly what hope is. It is how it pertains to you and what you can do for somebody else. How are you going to hope today for somebody else? That is exactly you. That is exactly what it is.
So to break it down, you want first everyone to go Up to Me Radio. Like the page, check us out, Instagram, all those things, and I will post those on, I'm sure all those
subscribe.
Are going to be posted.
And definitely
and subscribe.
To the channel. And follow.
Yes.
Follow, because this is a campaign.
And then we want them to explain one more time, very quickly, we ran out of time, make a poster with a word, take a picture, and send it where again?
To Up to Me Radio and hashtag, be sure to hashtag Be Better, Do Better.
Yeah.
So are they
sending
the picture or are they tagging Up to Me Radio in the picture?
They're going to tag Up to Me Radio in the picture so that we can, so that we'll be. Yeah, exactly.
And that
got
will be
it.
The
so
way
So they
to
just put at up
you.
The number two
Perfect.
Me Radio and then it'll automatically be posted on our page as well.
Yep, we'll definitely we'll get the messaging for that.
And how about this? How about it's the four of us, Kathy, Amara, Kia, and I. How about we do that today? And as an example, so listeners, we're going to put an example out there for you so that you know how to do it. And listen, do it while you're exercising. Do it while you're doing laundry. Do it while you're in the kitchen. Be real about it. Don't get all dressed up. Just be you, be life, you know. I mean, if you normally would get dressed up, then do that. That would not be me today, but, you know, maybe I'll do it while I'm running or something. So let's keep it real. You know, that's listen, listener, if you're listening and you're thinking that passion in those ladies cannot be real, I promise you it is. And it's not us. It's because of the one we serve. You know, I did a little teaching this morning on my live, and I said, there's something greater than just obedience. You know, if you're just serving God by just being obedient, then you're missing something. Obedience is a byproduct of something so much greater. Obedience is a byproduct of just loving the Lord. And when you have that love relationship with Him, when your goal is just to love and serve Him, obedience is just a byproduct. And there is a joy. Peter talks about it. There is a joy that's indescribable. So that's what you're hearing from us, not happiness and what is going on in the world. We grieve because of what is going on in the world. But in that grieving, we are stepping up to try our best to listen, working within our gifts that Kathy has talked about, to be a part of something that's bigger than us. Imagine if we were to collectively bring our voices together and start posting words of hope This is what the world needs. We're being bombarded with the media on all the bad and all that can go wrong. Oh, but there's so much that could go right. There's so much that needs to be shown, and God's name needs to be lifted up. His passion needs to be felt in this world. We need to remember that he's still on the throne. He is still there. He sees what's going on. But what in the midst of this, he's looking. The Bible tells us his eyes roam the earth, seeking who is still dedicated to him. He is going to bring you up. He's going to give you a new calling. He's going to enhance your calling. He's going to enhance that gift. He's going to let you discover your gift. He's going to give you a boldness like you've never had before. He's going to give you a joy like you can't even explain. That's what he's doing. So we need to shift our eyes and look back toward him. Get our, you know, Peter was about to go down because he was walking on the water. Maybe you've been walking on the water, and all this is about to take you down. You know what? There is a cure for that. You just look up and say, "Dear Jesus," and with that, he rescues us and he picks us up. Imagine if we were all to do that that's on the show today. Imagine if we just made our signs and we started giving God the glory instead of what is going on. Friends, the Bible tells us, it is so clear, our salvation, where we are, this joy that you're hearing from all of these incredible ladies, all of that joy did not come from within themselves. They did not manufacture that. We are saved not by works, but by God's grace, according to Ephesians 2:10. But we are not saved by good works, but we are saved to complete his good work, Ephesians 2:10. We invite you to make sure that you know that you know that you know that you have accepted Christ in your heart. That is the main thing. That is the main thing. And if you haven't, any one of these ladies right here would be willing to sit and talk with you and invite you and just allow you to meet this man named Jesus. That is the first thing. Love him with your whole heart, soul, and mind. And then the obedience is just a byproduct of doing, feeling so honored to be able to do his good works that we talked about in Ephesians 2:10. Well, friends, our time is up. I'm going to give these ladies, I'm going to give each of them 30 seconds to give a final word to you of hope. And while they're thinking about their final word, this is what I want you to consider. I want you to consider going to Up to Me Radio. I want you to look at the three evening event of pandemic. Listen to them one at a time. And in the process of it, ask God, where do you fit in and what would he have you to do? And just join our team. You heard the many ways that Kia explained to you how you could join. Listen to her, listen to us, but more than anything, listen to the Lord. He will put you right where you need to be, and your voice will become a voice of hope in the midst of this hopelessness. All right, ladies, each one of you, take 30 seconds and give us a word of hope to send off to each of our listeners today.
Well, awesome. Okay, this is Kathy Hood. Oh, wow, this is awesome. I want to say that the time is now. You know, God is raising up all of his people, you know, for kingdom building. And so, guys, that you are who God created you to be. He loves you so, so very much. And you are a big part of the picture. You know, you have not been forgotten. You have always been a part. So let's come together and kingdom build and make joy in doing what we do every single day, Commonwealth, here on earth.
Mm. Thank you, Kathy. And please go to Up to Me Radio and go into the Kathy Hood Show. You will be blessed beyond measure. Kia, would you like to?
Sure, sure. I think what I'd like everyone to kind of get from this is that God is truly speaking, and are you listening? And I would love everyone to kind of just think of ways and connections with how they're listening to God. What are some things that they could be doing better, or what are some things that they really need to surrender so that they can experience the hope and the love of God? And I think that this is something that it should be a daily practice, and that you should really just consider walking in that surrender of knowing that our God has us no matter what. So just know He's speaking, and let's keep our eyes and our ears open to listen and to receive.
Absolutely. Kia, oh my gosh, welcome to the Up to Me program. Mm-hmm. And what a blessing you are. And now to my co-host and co-facilitator, Mara, what would be your word?
You got it.
Hope,
I will defer back to Melinda's original word, hope. Help our people evolve. Go outside yourself. Get outside your comfort zone. Learn about someone else. Take the time to spend time with someone who doesn't look like you, and have a conversation with someone who doesn't think and talk like you, because that's how we get to our commonalities. That's how we get an opportunity to grow. And so I'm grateful that we get an opportunity to do that, of course, on OMG, and my show's on Thursdays at 7 o'clock, and we can continue that conversation later. Would love to do that. But help our people evolve, and you do that by coming outside of yourself and inviting other people into your world and going into theirs.
Absolutely. And friends who have joined us today, thank you so much for being a part of what God is doing across this globe. Mara, Kathy, Kia, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. What an honor, true honor, it has been to have you for an entire hour, and I know each and every one of us are so thankful to our executive director, Melinda Davis, for having the vision of this, but then putting not just their faith, but adding the works to the faith to make this, to see this to fruition. Listeners, please go Up to Me Radio and click on to now the podcast of Pandemic. God has prepared us. Are you listening? Until next time, this is Kim Crable. Keep the conversation going. Goodbye, everybody. Bye, ladies. Thank you so much.
Bye. Thank you. To learn more about Kim's books, teaching materials, or to invite Kim to speak at your event, please visit kimcrable.com. Thank you for joining us today. And remember, to learn more, please visit kimcrable.com.